At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hard-hitting final segment of the week here on the Adam Carriker Show. All right, so I swear to God, I promise you, I'm not trying to bash the NBA. I just have to express my real feelings. I miss the NBA being intriguing, being interesting. I'm clearly not the only one. So we're going to play a couple of clips, and then we're going to move on, and Jake's going to drop some knowledge about the NBA playoffs. We will start talking more and more about them going forward. Usually around the second round is when I really start to get into the NBA playoffs and NBA and start to get excited. Obviously, we're around that time of year now. But real quick, just play the clip, and you had to go back and find it. Yes, it took you like 10 minutes to find it because I sent it to you. I didn't even remember. I thought it was like September. It turns out it was January, so more recent than I thought. But basically, Shaq, and again, this was before Jimmy Butler went to the Warriors. You know, he's going to be paid like $50 million. Should he go hard? He wants to be traded. Should he not go hard? And I'm just like, are you kidding me? You go hard regardless of what you want, regardless of how things are going. Number one, because you should be wired that way. Number two, you're making $50 million. But go ahead and roll the clip. And this is part of, I think, what has turned some people off about the NBA. I'll give my quick thoughts, and then we're going to move on. Because actually, these are the best basketball players in the world. They are fighting for a championship, and this is when I really start to get into things. But go ahead, Jake.
But Pat Riley ain't going to just give him away.
That's fine. But
Jimmy Butler's a really good player.
I'm saying people that don't understand it, this is the best.
We understand it very well.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah, this is
the public understands. Shaq. No, they have paid. Jimmy Butler makes $50 million a year.
He want more. So what?
He ain't getting more.
Okay, so guess what? You don't want me. I don't want to be here.
But you can't just not show up to work.
Why not?
Because you took the other two. You took the 50 for this year and next year.
Okay.
So you're saying you took those two, but you're not because you don't get two more?
Doesn't matter.
You could ask for a trade, but you got to show up.
Nature. You don't want me. I don't want
to
be here.
You don't feel a responsibility when you are under contract for this season to play this season.
And next year.
I do. But I'm not going to go all out. I was ready to say the other way. I'm not going to go out play, but I'm not going to go out, especially like.
You're not going to play hard?
No, listen, I didn't say hard. I said I'm not going to go all out, especially if we're not going to win.
You don't feel no obligation?
Because you know what? At 35, what if I tear a knee and get hurt?
You still going to make $50 million. You got $50 million coming.
Bro, I want more, man. You keep talking about 2 years. What about year 3, 4, 5, and 6? I want more.
Because if you were that good at that time, your extension would have been longer.
No.
You signed a deal that you thought was great at the time.
He's old.
Michael Jordan, let me give you this example. Yeah. Michael Jordan played for $2.3 million.
I understand.
Like, when he was there and then said, I signed the contract, and I'm going to play. Period.
That's what the
Now, I could ask for more. And he never did. Jimmy could ask for more, but he still has an obligation to show up.
Michael Jordan end up leaving?
He has the obligation to show up.
He retired.
Business of basketball. He came back and played for Washington.
Yeah, he did.
But also, the business of basketball, go all out.
Listen,
go all out. You owe that to your teammates. You owe that to the fans. You owe that to the franchise.
No.
You owe it to yourself.
No, you owe it to your teammates.
That's what I said.
You can get mad at the Miami Heat organization, but the fans of Miami and those guys in that locker room, they ain't got nothing to do with you wanting a contract extension.
Oh, okay, Ernie, to your point, how come people don't play hard in the All-Star? I wish we all had an answer to that. But they don't go.
There's no consequences for losing an All-Star game.
No, they don't go.
There's consequences.
They're not on the contract.
It's one reason
they don't go all out in the All-Star game because they don't want to get hurt. So again, if I'm not winning the championship at 35, right?
He's making $50 million a year.
Listen to what I'm saying. It might be another team that gets him an extension.
First of all, I forgot just how good that segment was. I really did. I haven't heard it since I sent it to Jake in January. I remember the premise. I'm a big fan of Shaq. I'm a big fan of Barkley, Kenny Smith, Ernie, all of them. I'm a big fan of all of them. But that shouldn't even be a debate. All right, quick thoughts. By the way, I do believe Adam Silver had his hand in the trade because it makes no sense to trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers. You don't get a whole lot back. The first round pick that you end up getting back ends up being Cooper Flagg with a 1.8% chance to get the number one overall pick, and then you end up getting it. Yeah, I buy into it. It's the business of basketball, as Shaq laid out. Quick thoughts on the playoffs, and we got to get out of here, Jake.
Yeah, it's definitely very interesting right now. We've got Celtics and Knicks tonight, game seven, and then another game seven, or excuse me, game six, and then we got game seven between Denver and OKC up this weekend. So it should be fun as we get close to conference finals.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a phenomenally phenomenal weekend. Go Big Red Nose. Remember, the Thunderbird.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.